All right, so we've been going through a ton of stuff about business growth, and it feels like there's this one thing that just keeps popping up again and again and again as like the real key.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It might even be like more important than just like getting that first sale, you
Yeah,
know?
totally. And that's what we're diving into today.
Hit me with it.
Customer lifetime value, or CLV. It's all about like the big picture, right? Looking beyond just that initial transaction.
Okay, so not just like making a quick buck and moving on.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
So how do we like actually wrap our heads around the CLV
Well,
thing?
you sent over that article,
Yeah.
Why Customer Lifetime Value Matters More Than One-Time Sales,
By Chris Bradley, right?
right? By Chris Bradley.
Yeah.
He defines CLV really well. He basically says it's like the total amount of money a customer will probably spend with your business,
Okay.
like over the entire time they're with you.
Okay.
So that includes everything from their very first purchase to like all the repeat business they do. Maybe they refer new customers to you, or there's some potential future income stream down the line.
Okay, so like the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada,
Exactly.
not just like that one little bite.
And the cool thing about Chris Bradley is like he's not just some talking head.
Right.
He's actually the co-founder of this company called Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Oh, wow.
And he's got like 24 years of experience actually running a successful business.
Okay, so he's walking the walk.
Yeah, he's not just talking the talk, which kind of gives what he's saying a lot more weight. And when you kind of dig a little deeper, you see he's into car shows and racing.
Really?
Yeah, and like family travel. So you get this feeling that he really understands the value of building those long-term relationships.
I see what you mean. Like, not just those like fleeting interactions.
Exactly, like the real deal.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, our mission today is to really like unpack this whole CLV thing
Yeah.
and see why it's so powerful for creating a business that can actually grow in a way that makes sense.
Yeah,
You know?
that's sustainable,
Yeah.
sustainable, not just like a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dive in. So the article starts off by talking about this thing that like we all kind of know instinctively,
Yeah.
but maybe we don't always think about in the day-to-day.
Yeah, what's that?
It's about how much it actually costs to get a new customer
Oh, yeah.
versus keeping the ones you already have.
Oh, that's huge.
Right.
It's such a fundamental thing. And the article actually pulls out this stat from the Harvard Business Review.
No way. I love HBR.
Yeah, so they say it can cost like anywhere from 5 to 25 times more to get a brand new customer than to
Wow.
just keep an existing one happy.
So that's like 5 times, 25 times more expensive to get someone new in the door.
Yeah, think about all the money you spend on marketing and advertising just to get people to know you exist.
Right.
And then there's the whole sales process for new leads.
Oh, yeah. All that back and forth.
It's a ton of work
So much
and
work.
a ton of investment.
Yeah. It's a big investment for sure. So if we're thinking about CLV, it makes sense that we should be focusing on taking care of the people we've already got.
That's right,
Yeah.
because you've already put so much effort into getting them.
Yeah. And for our listeners out there who are all about getting smart without getting overwhelmed,
Yes.
this is a huge takeaway. Focusing on keeping your current customers happy, that can be way more efficient than always being on the hunt for new ones.
Totally. And it's not just about saving money on those acquisition costs either.
Right.
It's about how much value those customers bring to your business over time.
So they actually end up being worth more in the long run.
Way more.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bradley says that customers who stick around and make repeat purchases, they become much more valuable because they're likely to spend more with you over time.
It's like a snowball effect or something.
Kind of.
Oh.
It's because they've already had that good experience.
Right. They trust you.
They trust you, and they're way more likely to buy from you again and again,
Okay.
and maybe even try out other products or services that you offer.
Wow, that's really interesting. So, like, the longer someone's with you, the more valuable they become.
That's the big aha moment for anyone listening, right?
Yeah, like
Yeah.
taking care of those existing relationships can really fuel your growth over the long term.
Exactly. And once you understand that long-term value, it helps you make better decisions in your business.
Like smarter and more strategic decisions.
Yeah, it's just you're seeing things through a new lens.
I like that analogy. Okay, so give me a real-world example.
Okay, so let's say you look at your data and you see that a certain group of your customers,
Okay.
they always have a much higher CLV than everyone else.
Interesting.
Well, it makes sense to focus your marketing efforts on finding more people just like them.
Yeah, right? Because why would you waste time and money trying to attract people who are less likely to stick around?
Exactly. You want to go for the folks who have that potential for high lifetime value.
Okay, so it's about being really smart with who you're going after.
And it's not just about marketing. CLV also helps you figure out how much you can actually afford to spend to get a new customer in the first place.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, like Bradley uses this example.
Okay.
He says, let's say your average CLV is $500.
All right.
Well, now, you know, you can invest up to $500 to get a new customer.
And still be okay.
And still come out on top. It's like a financial safety net.
Okay. So it's about being strategic with your spending.
Totally.
Making sure you're not throwing money away on customers who aren't going to be worth it in the long run.
And it's about understanding your limits.
Okay, so we're being smart with who we target and how much we spend.
Right.
But now we got to figure out how to keep these valuable customers happy.
Yes. The retention game.
Exactly. Because if someone could potentially be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars to my business,
right,
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they stay happy, right?
Absolutely. A CLV-centric approach naturally leads to prioritizing customer retention.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, Bradley outlined some pretty fundamental ways.
Hit me.
Number one, excellent customer service.
Always a good idea.
It's non-negotiable, really.
Okay.
Then you've got things like loyalty programs.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah, those reward your repeat customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then just maintaining consistent and meaningful communication.
So like staying in touch and keeping them engaged?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want them to forget about you.
Makes sense. These all sound like pretty basic ideas, though.
They are, but the key is actually doing them.
And doing them well.
Consistently.
Yeah.
That's where the magic happens.
Okay, so consistency is key. Got it.
What else? Well, there's this really cool side effect of strong customer retention.
Okay, tell me more.
It's word of mouth marketing.
Oh, yeah, like when people tell their friends about you.
Exactly. The article highlights how customers who are happy and feel valued,
yeah,
they're way more likely to recommend you to their friends and family and colleagues.
Okay, that makes sense. People like to share things they love.
And that kind of referral is so powerful because it comes with this built-in trust and credibility.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like if my friend tells me about something, I'm way more likely to check it out than if I just saw an ad or something.
Exactly. It's the ultimate endorsement.
You really can't buy that kind of publicity.
Nope, it's priceless.
So it seems like this whole CLV thing is about more than just the money.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's about building stronger relationships with your customers.
Okay, so it's about going deeper than just those transactions.
Exactly. When you shift your mindset from chasing individual sales to nurturing long-term value, you naturally become more invested in your customers.
Like you actually care about what they need and want.
Yeah, you start actively listening to their feedback.
Okay.
And you build these genuine connections. It's not just a business transaction anymore.
It's like a partnership almost.
Exactly. And those strong relationships, they have benefits that go way beyond just repeat purchases.
Okay, so what are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, you build deeper loyalty.
So they're less likely to jump ship if a competitor comes along.
Exactly. And maybe even more surprising.
What's that?
They might be more forgiving if you make a mistake.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like if your product has a flaw or your service isn't quite up to par.
They'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. Because they trust you. Uh-huh. It's like you've built up this reservoir of goodwill.
I like that. And that has value, too, even if you can't measure it in dollars.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the big picture, remember?
Right. It's not just about the immediate sale. It's about building that foundation of trust.
And that long-term perspective, it influences everything you do in your business.
Okay. So it's not just a marketing thing.
Nope. It's a company-wide philosophy.
Got it. So Bradley talks about how this CLV focus encourages you to think about the long-term health of your business.
Right.
Instead of just chasing those quick wins.
What about the playing the long game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that might mean making investments that don't necessarily have an immediate payoff.
Like what?
Well, like investing in research and development.
Right.
So you can make your products even better, or having a really strong customer support team.
Oh, yeah.
That's super responsive and helpful. Those things might not boost your revenue right away.
True.
But they're crucial for building that long-term loyalty.
Which ultimately leads to a higher CLV.
Exactly. It's all connected. But CLV isn't just this internal metric that you track for your own benefit.
Right. It's important for other people, too.
Like who?
Investors.
Oh, yeah.
Stakeholders. Anyone who's thinking about putting money into your business.
Right.
A high CLV shows them that you've got a solid customer base.
People who are engaged and likely to keep spending money.
Exactly. And that you're going to generate a consistent and predictable stream of revenue over time.
That sounds pretty appealing to an investor.
Oh, yeah. It's like music to their ears.
It shows them that your business is stable and that there's potential for future growth.
It's proof that your business model is working.
Okay, so CLV is like a stamp of approval.
In a way, yeah. But it can also be a diagnostic tool.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're tracking your CLV and you see that it's lower than you expected, that could be a warning sign.
Like something's not right.
Exactly. It might mean your customer service is lacking. Or your product quality isn't up to snuff.
Or maybe your pricing is off.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
But by paying attention to your CLV, you can identify those weaknesses.
And fix them before they become big problems.
Exactly. It's all about being proactive.
Okay, so CLV is like this multifaceted tool.
It's more than just a number.
It's a way of thinking about your business.
And a way of building lasting success.
All right, so for everyone listening, what's the key takeaway here?
Prioritizing customer lifetime value is absolutely essential for long-term success.
It's not just a nice to have.
It's a must have.
Okay.
It's about focusing on the relationships you build with your customers.
Not just on making a quick sale.
Exactly. When you do that, you set yourself up for sustainable growth.
And profitability.
And profitability.
Okay, so understand your CLV, work to improve it, and watch your business thrive.
That's the recipe.
Now I have a question for you listening.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how you interact with your customers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one specific area where you could shift your focus?
Okay.
From just making that sale.
Yeah.
To thinking about the long-term value of that customer.
That's a really powerful question. I bet if you really think about it, you'll find at least one area where you can make a change.
And that change could have a huge impact on your business.
For sure.
So take some time to reflect on that. It's worth it.
It definitely is.
All right. That's all for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
See ya.